Greetings from the National Library of Medicine and MedlinePlus.gov. Regards to all our listeners. I'm Rob Logan, PhD, Senior Staff, U.S. National Library of Medicine, substituting for Donald Lindberg, MD, the Director of the National Library of Medicine. Here's what's new this week in Medline Plus. A prescription statin, originally intended to slow the body's production of harmful cholesterol, also may deter blood clots in veins, according to a study recently published in the New England Journal of Medicine. The study's findings suggest a daily medication may thwart the development of blood clots, sometimes found in the legs and lungs or other areas, which is called venous thromboembolism. A patient page from the Journal of the American Heart Association on MedlinePlus.gov explains venous thromboembolism comprises both deep vein thrombosis and pulmonary embolism, or the formation of blood clots, frequently in the legs, which can move to one's lungs. MedlinePlus's deep vein thrombosis health topic page explains a blood clot caused by deep vein thrombosis can break loose and move to the lungs, causing a pulmonary embolism. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimates about 600,000 Americans get venous thromboembolism, or blood clots in veins, annually, and 100,000 persons die from them. Blood clots increase as a result of age, obesity, inactivity, and genetic predispositions. In the current study of almost 18,000 adults, 34 participants who took a daily statin developed blood clots compared to 60 persons in a placebo group. So the risk of blood clots in veins declined about 43% and was statistically significant among those who took a prescription statin compared to a placebo group. The current study enrolled men age 50 and older and women 60 and older. Participants were monitored for an average of just less than 2 years. A similar risk reduction occurred among study participants with and without risk factors for developing clots, including persons who were hospitalized, had cancer, or undergone surgery. MedlinePlus.gov's deep vein thrombosis health topic page explains blood clot risk increases after surgery or during a recovery for a serious illness because adults often become physically inactive. The findings are additionally intriguing since there was no elevated risk of bleeding or hemorrhaging among participants. Current treatments for blood clots include anticoagulants that sometimes cause hemorrhaging and require careful patient monitoring. The findings are part of the comprehensive Jupiter clinical trial of almost 18,000 relatively healthy adult participants in 26 countries, which was sponsored by AstraZeneca. Crestor, the statin used in the trial, which is sold by AstraZeneca, was originally approved as a medication to thwart harmful cholesterol levels. Crestor is one of an array of prescription statins sold by pharmaceutical companies that are approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Statins are among the most widely advertised of all prescription pharmaceuticals. In reporting about the current studies, the New York Times noted that some experts believe similar results might occur with other statins, as long as dose and patient use patterns are quite similar. An earlier study from the Jupiter clinical trial, published in the New England Journal of Medicine late last year, suggested that statins might be associated with lowering the risk of a heart attack, stroke, angioplasty, bypass surgery, and related death. Concurrent findings from the Jupiter trial, recently published in The Lancet, also suggested statins decrease the levels of a protein in the body associated with inflammation and perhaps with heart problems. The 14 authors of the current study, led by researchers from Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston, emphasize more research is needed to demonstrate the viability of statins to deter blood clots. So, the research may or may not lead to clinical guidelines that encourage the use of statins to thwart deep vein thrombosis or pulmonary embolism. However, the results suggest statins may be more clinically useful than their original purpose to deter the body's production of harmful cholesterol. Overall, unlike clinical trials that failed to demonstrate health benefits or information about unexpected deleterious side effects in approved drugs, which sometimes have been associated with statins, the current study suggests existing medications may have additional therapeutic uses. You can find more information about Crestor and other statins within MedlinePlus.gov's Drugs and Supplements section. The link to the Drugs and Supplements section is on the upper left side of MedlinePlus.gov's homepage. The Journal of the American Heart Association's information about venous thromboembolism is available within the prevention screening section of Medline Plus's Deep Vein Thrombosis Health Topic page. To find the page, type DVT in the search box on MedlinePlus.gov's homepage. Then click on Deep Vein Thrombosis, National Library of Medicine. The page includes information on diagnosis symptoms, treatment, other current related clinical trials, and links to the latest research. Two new links from the Journal of the American Medical Association and the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute provide some basic background information about deep vein thrombosis. Both are available in the Start Here section. Before I go, this reminder, MedlinePlus.gov is authoritative. It's free. We do not accept advertising, and it is written to help you. To find Medline Plus period GOV, just type in Medline Plus period GOV in any web browser such as Firefox, Safari, Netscape, Chrome, or Explorer. We encourage you to use Medline Plus, and please recommend it to your friends. Medline Plus is available in English and Spanish. Some medical information is available in 43 other languages. Your comments about this or any of our podcasts are always welcome. We welcome suggestions about future topics, too. Please email Dr. Lindberg anytime at nlmdirector@nlm.nih.gov. That's nlmdirector, one word, at nlm.nih.gov. A written transcript of recent podcasts is available. Just click on the director's comments link on Medline Plus's homepage. The National Library of Medicine is one of 27 institutes and centers within the National Institutes of Health. The National Institutes of Health is part of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. A disclaimer, the information presented in this program should not replace the medical advice of your physician. You should not use this information to diagnose or treat any disease without first consulting with your physician or other healthcare provider. It was nice to be with you. I look forward to meeting you here next week.